The U.S. and South Korea's nearly 70-year military alliance is under strain over money. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Santarelli. Good morning. Now, Washington has abruptly broken off talks with South Korea over the cost of hosting U.S. military operations on the Korean Peninsula. From Seoul, the BBC's Laura Bicker sent this report.
The talks were scheduled to last all day. They broke down in just over an hour after U.S. officials decided to cut them short. Seoul's foreign ministry claims the U.S. is demanding a huge increase to host its 28,000 troops on South Korean soil. Reports suggest Washington is asking for $5 billion a year. That's more than five times the amount Seoul currently pays. Washington's not confirmed the asking price, but Donald Trump has said the U.S. military presence in and around South Korea is $5 billion worth of protection. This has led to protesters in Seoul describing the U.S. position as a shakedown and a protection racket. South Korean officials admitted the breakdown in talks was unexpected and said the negotiations would continue at another time. In Seoul, I'm the BBC's Laura Bicker for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. India's Tata Steel plans to cut up to 3,000 jobs across Europe as part of a major restructuring. The move follows the collapse of merger talks with the German industrial giant ThyssenKrupp. Shares of UK budget carrier EasyJet took flight, gaining as much as 5% after the firm comfortably beat profit expectations. EasyJet also announced plans to become the world's first major airline to operate net zero carbon flights, a program which will cost it about $32 million a year. Let's turn now to onions. Yep, you heard me right. The humble onion is causing a rift in relations between India and its neighbour Bangladesh. The BBC's Aruna Day Mukherjee in Delhi explains why.
It is not looking very good for Bangladesh ever since India stopped its export of onions so as to not disrupt domestic supply. It has had a severe impact on Bangladesh. What was selling for about 36 cents a kilo is now selling for about $3 a kilo. Incidentally, the Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has announced that she has stopped using onions on her menu. Local media is also reporting several tons of onions have been imported in Bangladesh and have now arrived at their port city of Chittagong. Subsidized onions are also being sold by the Bangladesh Trading Corporation at about 45 taka, which roughly is about 50 cents. There are also reports from the ground that people have been waiting in long lines for hours to get onions at the subsidized price, and there seems to be some stress on this, but members in the government say that it's only a matter of a few days that the public will have to bear with this, and then it should improve.
What's interesting is that governments have actually fallen over the issue of onions.
That's right. Onions are a staple diet in this region, and any fluctuation in prices reach the kitchen of the entire population from across the income bracket. So it's always been a sensitive issue here in the region. If I could just take the example of India, in 1990, it actually happened that the opposition managed to dislodge the government of the time because of high onion prices. And a similar development took place in 1998, which led to the fall of the state government here in Delhi. So politicians always remain fairly anxious about this. And if we just look at what's happening in Bangladesh at the moment. The opposition there has also announced a nationwide agitation against the present regime, protesting against what they say is an inability to control something as basic as onion prices.
As we've been reporting on this show, protests are raging around the world with hundreds of thousands of people calling for change. In the first of a series of global snapshots, we hear from Isra Saidi Al-Jabouri, an Iraqi student living in Baghdad. Protesters there have been demanding more jobs and an end to corruption since the start of October, but the unrest has left hundreds dead. Isra tells us how she's using art as a form of protest.
My name is Isra Saidi Ali Al-Jabouri. I am 19 years old. I'm studying engineering and I'm an artist. I love to draw. Right now, the life in Iraq is a bit hard because we deserve better than we are living right now. The jobs is the most hard thing to find. When we graduate from college after like 16 years of studying and giving our souls into this studying, we have no job. You know, my sister has been graduated from like 10 years and until now she hasn't found a job. And that's why we are doing the protest, because we are wanting a better future. When we stand against them, there is a possibility to have a better life. We are using art to express ourselves and for the people who have died. I have painted a violin. The strings of the violin are a gunshot. It represents the killing they are doing. And the violin is representing beauty. They say that we have destroyed everything, but that's not true. We make everything beautiful. We draw, we love. We are the generation of the 90s and the 2000s. We have suffered from many things, the bombs, ISIS. So we are not afraid of that. They might kill us, they might kidnap us. You know, many kidnappings have happened just because people are helping each other. I have read one quote one day. It says, "Be afraid and do it anyway." I'm not afraid and I'm going to do it anyway.
And tomorrow we'll be heading to Hong Kong to hear from a student protester there. Don't forget you can listen to our podcast on marketplace.org. In London, I'm Nisha Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.